This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
The Umpqua Valley Composite Youth Mountain Bike Team starting up the season, and the leader of all that, Evan Cruzan. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Going good. So talk about this team. How long has this been put together?
This will be the team's, it was 2 years before COVID, so 2018. So we're getting close to 10 years, but not quite.
Wow. So, and this isn't just an independent thing. You're tied into like a bigger group, right?
So the Umpqua Valley Composite is part of the Oregon League of NICA. So it's a national organization, but we operate as states. So we race kids from all over the state of Oregon.
And how'd you get into this?
Well, actually, I was looking for something for my kids to do back in, well, it turned out 2020, the COVID year. And another fellow bike club member said, hey, there's a group of people meeting for that youth mountain bike team. You should take their kids. And for me, I was a little bit frustrated because my kids didn't want to ride with me. But when we showed up to the youth program and they were with peers, they had a lot of fun, and that was instantly their introduction to cycling.
So your season, what time of the year do you do this?
We do a few preseason events like the one we have this coming Saturday, but the proper season runs from the 1st of July all the way through the end of October.
So you get the really good warm dry weather.
Well, in the early season we do, and in the late season, sometimes it gets a little bit muddy.
And what do you like about doing this?
Well, I started riding mountain bikes first, and then it turned into all bikes as a youth. I think eighth grade was my first competition. And for me, there wasn't any youth programming available. So we got thrown in with the adults. I probably did things that weren't the healthiest, most age-appropriate athletic activities, but I really enjoyed it. But seeing a youth program that respects kids, that promotes their safety, and definitely has limits on what we expose the kids to as far as risk and even duration and, you know, racing in the heat, stuff like that. We have a program that protects the kids and introduces them in a very, very fun way to cycling.
Now, I know there's a lot of trails people like to go on. Do you go off trails as well?
We only use legal trail systems in the program. So locally, we practice at Cooper Creek and Ford's Pond quite a bit. Some of our practices, we even do just clinics and parks, so we don't need a trail system. We travel to various places in the state for races, like Mount Bachelor. We go to Madras. In the past, we've gone down to Klamath Falls, over to Newport. But yeah, we try to expose the kids to a lot of different trails.
Now, when you're racing going downhill, what's the fastest you get on a mountain bike?
Our program, safety is a top priority, and we're actually a very safe program. We track injuries thoroughly and compare them to other sports. We're very safe. So kids could probably get up into the 20s for speed, but in general, mountain biking, it isn't a super fast sport. We tend to use technical aspects to limit speed.
And you brought one of your team members, who happens to be your daughter, Audrey. Audrey, I want to ask you, what did you think when you first got into all this?
It was very interesting and new. Like my dad said, I didn't really like riding with him, but having other peers to ride with made it much more enjoyable.
And how long have you been doing this?
This will be my 7th year in NICA.
Wow. So do you spend a lot of time out riding?
I do.
And what do you like about that?
I really like the physical activity. It makes me strong, but it also makes me happy with going out and seeing so many different places, traveling a lot, and making friends, too.
And what kind of bike do you have?
You have multiples.
Oh, bikes. Ah, that's why she paused.
Yes.
I have a Trek Pro Caliber bike as my main racing bike. And then I have a Canyon Neuron as my more fun mountain bike.
So what's the more fun one? What's different about it?
It has full suspension, which means it has front and rear suspension.
So that just gives you a better ride, or?
yes, it will be smoother and more comfortable.
So how long do you see yourself doing this?
Probably for my lifetime. It's something I've really enjoyed all throughout middle school and high school, and I don't see a reason that I would stop doing it.
Now, do you have a road bike as well?
I do.
And how often do you get out on that?
I don't ride it as much. I'm not as comfortable on it, but I maybe try to go out once a week in the summer.
And with this season coming up for your group, if somebody's got a kid looking for an activity that's listening right now, why would you say this would be something good to try?
I would say it would be good to try because it's fairly safe and the community is great. There's so many people there and they're all so friendly. It's easy to make friends and everybody's pretty supportive. Everybody gets to try everything. There's no reason that you can't. And it's something that's available to most everybody.
So, Evan, you've got this event on the 20th at River Forks Park. Tell us about that.
So this is a, we don't have tryouts because everybody rides in NICA. If you sign up, you get to decide what your own goals are for the season. So this is a try it out event. We will do some skills clinics and we'll play some bike games and get people riding around. Obviously, River Forks Park isn't a mountain bike park, but we can still have a lot of fun on bikes there. So if people are curious about a non-traditional sporting environment for their kids that includes a lot of adventure, it just show up with a bike and a properly fitting helmet, and we will try to give you a little bit of a taste of the program.
Now, talk about the age range for this.
We expanded this year to include fifth graders all the way through 12th graders. In the past, it started at sixth grade. So any youth who is entering the fifth grade through their senior year in high school, or you know, an equivalent if they're homeschool, is welcome. And you know, both boys and girls, we're co-ed team. There's actually a lot of neat resources for girls because cycling has underrepresented with girls quite a bit.
So if somebody wants to find out more, who do they get in touch with? What do they do?
Well, I would probably call or text me, and I think I'm hoping you can maybe drop my email in your online portion of this. But give me a call or a text, 541-580-4402. I'd love to talk to you about it.
All right, Umpqua Valley Composite Youth Mountain Biking Team. Evan Cruz, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
All right, 8:39 at the Morning Report.